mind.
Technically, Ian's right, we shouldn't be starting with it. I wonder if we can finish it before it starts.
that's the challenge, Julian, yeah.
Apologies for absence, none. Minutes of the 23rd, I wasn't here, so anybody got any comments on them?
No.
They're fine.
Good. Notification of other business, amazingly, there's none. Chairman's announcement, nobody here. Reminder in line with the code of conduct, any declaration of interest need to be declared immediately prior to the item in question. Public participation, if they can find us, they're welcome. None.
Chairman, just one point of order. I take it that the exemption for, since we are all ratepayers, has been sorted.
I think so, but we're not actually setting the council tonight.
Okay,
well,
whatever.
But yes,
but there is the exemption in place.
I make the point. Yeah. Can you please minute that that this was part of the chairman's announcement?
Yeah. Council tax base 2018-19 presented by Howard Crompton and Geraldine. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the normal report that we submit to you every January to set the council tax base. And that is the figure that will be used to set the actual council tax when the council meets in February to decide on the level of council tax. Appendix A shows you the amounts for each parish, given as a total of £49,118.5. This includes an allowance of 1% for non-collection. We've had a 1% allowance now ever since council tax came in 1993. We've always kept it at 1%. It seems to work because the ultimate collection rates that we achieve are in excess of 99.5% once we've rolled through and carried on collecting for a good few years after the end of the financial year. Don't see any reason why we should change the 1%, so we're recommending that we keep that at the same level. Appendix B is just an example of how, it's not actually a parish area because it's Letchworth, but it the same applies to all of the different areas. It's just an example of how the tax base is calculated for a parish. If you are suffering from sleep deprivation, then you might want to go through that sometime, but it's there just in case you want to see it. And it obviously takes into account the number of properties, and then you make adjustments for discounts, exemptions, council tax reduction, and then you convert them into band A properties right at the end, band D properties right at the end. So the recommendations are that the tax base, that we maintain the 1% non-collection rate, and that the tax base is agreed at £49,118.5 as per the Appendix A.
Any questions?
Yes. John, there's someone before me here.
Ladies first, Linda.
I obviously did have a sleepless night. I never realised that we gave any long-term empties 100% discount. I've missed that somewhere. I thought we'd stop that.
No, we... there's 100% discount for the first 28 days.
Ah, right.
And then it's... it's a full charge after 28 days.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That clears that up.
Appendix A. I think I brought it up last year. Right. Small typographical error.
How was it? Oh, Ashby.
Ashby with.
I've just noticed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. And you did.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yes.
That's me. I need to change my spreadsheet.
Change its name.
Yeah. Thank you
the
for that.
The only question that went through my mind, Howard. Have you any reason to believe that the forthcoming introduction of universal credit will impact the collection rate? I phrased that very carefully.
Well,
have you any reason to believe?
What we do know is that where in areas where this has been introduced, it is having an effect on rent arrears. Because obviously the the universal credit is taking out housing benefit, not council tax reduction.
Yeah, but so,
money in people's pockets, so it could do. Yeah, it could do. But it's more likely to affect rent arrears than it is council tax, I would have thought.
Right.
But we're not going full service, and well, at the moment it's planned. Well, it's been put back again to October of next year. This year now.
Okay. I think my comment would simply be: we obviously need to watch it carefully.
Yeah.
By the time we come to next year.
Yeah.
But other than that, as you say, the council tax collection rate has been high for a long time. There was
a concern that the council tax reduction scheme would have a detrimental effect on collection rates, but that hasn't proved to be the case. So that's been good.
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? No. That being the case, I think we are legislatively required to have a recorded vote.
Yes, Chairman.
Over to you. Yeah,
members could vote for, against or abstain, please. Councillor Albert?
For.
Councillor Cunningham?
For.
Councillor Hunter?
For.
Councillor Needham?
For.
Councillor Fake?
For.
Right, thank you.
And into the real goodie. Item 7, Council National Non-Domestic Rate. In turn.
Linda's typo on page 13.
Well, that one there. 7.8.5. Funds cannot be rolled forward,
I take responsibility for that.
That sounds like your job, Mark.
Yeah, great. So the NNDR one, as we know, comes out every year very late. We have to the 31st of this month to submit it. So in forward before you tonight is a draft of what we've done so far. It's the same format as last year. It contains the same set of data. The relevant data for you to look at is on page 20, line 12, right at the bottom, which provides the estimate that we expect to collect in 2018-19 of non-domestic rates. And that goes on to page 21, right at the bottom, which then separates our share from the counties and obviously from the government share. The format itself, it's very much the same as last year. The key differences are that this year it's calculated against CPR. The gross rates payable are calculated against the rateable value as of the 31st of December by CPI rather than the CPR calculation for the non-domestic rate multiplier. That reduces it by about 10 pence in the pound, and that's reflected on page 20 again. Where you will see, and my apologies, page 21, right at the top, there's a figure there of £319,262. That's where it has been capped at CPI. The difference between CPI and RPI is what you're looking at there, which is what we will get back from the government as they brought this legislation forward by a year. The actual Section 31 grants are all mentioned on that page 22. They are paid on account, so what you're looking at there are 50% of the figures that we would expect once it has gone through the outturn figures in the NNDR3. But that's what we like to get up front from the government as we go along. The rest of the figures are calculated, as I said, using the CPI multiplier, and they are what I would predict we would do within the next year. It's definitely difficult because we can't make a provision for what the VOA are going to do. And just to give you a background on the VOA, they still have 365 appeals outstanding, and these are appeals on the 2010 list.
What?
On the 2017 list, we're actually showing an increase of the 2017 list RRV, mainly because we haven't had a single challenge yet from the VOA against this list, which is quite strange.
Staggering. Mean people don't understand the process or have given
up? Well, I think either they don't understand it or the software's not cracked up as it should be. And they had several months where people couldn't make a challenge against it, let alone a check. So we're waiting for that to come through. That makes it doubly difficult because we are getting challenges on the 2010 list, which obviously cascade into the 2017 list. When we have our pure 2017 list valuation reductions come through, that will be a double whammy for us. However, it's difficult to predict what that's going to be. I can assure you that we move quickly on those. And just to let you know that I think we've confirmed this to you before, but our top eight rateable values, of which six of these are at appeal, the first two are Tesco's, then Sainsbury's, Johnson Matty, Morrison's, Waitrose, Sainsbury's and Outro. Tesco's is the biggest at 2.6 million, going to Outro's at 715,000. And they're all, apart from Johnson Matty and Outro, at appeal stage at the moment.
Considerable risk.
You realise, of course, Mark, that since the expertise for dealing with these aged issues is with you and your team here, that you can't retire until they've all come.
Well, thank you very much for that, counsel.
So I'll see you in 2013.
If I could just sum up one other thing, Councillor, for questions. This year was the first year of the 2017 list. And our discretionary fund has been paid out against what the increases have been. What our big fear was in years two and three that we would need that money more than we need it in year one. This is reflected by the transition that's being paid in year two. In year one, the surcharge and transition was 2.14 million. In year two, it's 600,000. Now that's a huge swing. Mm-hmm. And on the relief that's been granted, it was 1.7 million in this year. It's down to 1 million. In next year, so that's where the money was going to be really needed. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid in year three, as this transition is designed to come out of transition for everybody in year four, there will be even greater hardship here. However, we have applied the discretionary fund before, and we will next year as well.
And I think we made representations generally about the stupidity underlying it.
Absolutely. We did, yeah.
And finally, as you're holding the empty page there, the pages 29 to 33 are the supplementary data that hasn't been completed yet. This is the disaggregated data from the main body of the report, and that will be completed by the 31st of this month. It's never done in time for this meeting because there's an awful lot of work to do there in breaking these figures down to make them realistic.
It doesn't form part of the actual.
It doesn't. No. I said it's disaggregated from the main body of the report.
Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I just want to check on something you said, Mark. You said that line 12 on page 20 repeats itself at line 26 on page 21, where you then see the breakdown of the various authorities that the money goes to. So if that's right, if I've heard you correctly, can I have a little bit that's left over?
Yeah. Well, it's line 16.
It is line 16. So yeah. there are allowances taken off.
Yeah.
So it comes down to the bottom figure at 26, basically. Yeah. We have certain allowances that we're credited with, and they're taken off in between.
So the 1.1 million that we're adrift from the figure in 12 and the figure in 26, is it allowed for in things you've taken off?
It is, yeah absolutely. Okay.
Line 17 to 25.
One observation, nothing to do with the report per se, but I did actually try and compare this to last year's. Neither of the reports to this committee last year are actually available on the minute. No. Because they were actually dealt with at this meeting, they weren't available because of the software problem.
That's,
and at the secondary meeting, it was all delegated. So a member of the public trying to find out the degree of changes, or me, would struggle. Is there anywhere that they could be?
They're available. Yeah.
They are available.
Yeah, they're available.
Can you just send me a link at some point? But whilst I don't dispute the views in any way.
No, absolutely, they are available.
There is a comment at 7:10 to the pooling arrangement. I believe we have had permission to apply. Do we know if the pool is being set up for the 2018 year?
The last time I spoke to Ian was about this last week. There hadn't been a decision made by county if they're going to go into the pool.
Right, okay.
They made the application to become one of the pilots, which was declined. And they were then making a decision if they're going to make it worth our while again. Well, he thought they would do.
Certainly, he has given me the impression that he thinks it will happen. Again, gave the impression
we had it before, so it's probably a good chance it will happen again.
and purely for information. Out of all this huge amount of money that we're collecting and passing around and putting into boxes, how much do we actually get to keep? As a percentage in the pound.
Sixpence at the moment.
I think it is, yes. It's 5 or 6 pence in the pound.
I think it's just worth recording. Otherwise, people look at these figures and think, oh, what are you doing with it all? Giving it away, is the answer. We have a couple of recommendations if there are no other questions. The committee approves draft NNDR1 return at Appendix A.
Appendix one.
Yeah. And the committee delegates any amendments to Howard and me. God help me.
That's simply because the... Well, it's not DCLG anymore, it's DHCLG now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure it's in the department anymore. I think it's a ministry, isn't it?
I don't know. They have quite often in the past put last minute amendments to the form in, so just so that we can cover any of those that might come in.
Okay, so both the things are approved.
Lovely.
Yep, agreed.
And you would love me to sign the minutes of the last meeting, wouldn't you? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me if I rush off.
Well done. Well done.
I have to go to my next one.
Have you got to go to it?